Okay, pre-show time. This is where we get down to it. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We don't steal.
I am going to be...
Somebody dropped my fucking glasses. It was me. Hold on. Turn this motherfucker off, you know. Fuck. I got more goddamn shit. Okay. So I'm having lunch today with my daughter / stepdaughter. I don't know, you know. I always think stepdaughter sounds so evil, and yet it's true. And yet, you know, stepdaughter, I don't know whether that sounds good or not to people, but she is my stepdaughter. So I'm having lunch with Catherine today. And Katarina is a good kid. I'm not going to say what, she's got some plans, you know, and I'm not going up there to talk her out of jack shit. I'm just going up there to say hello to her. I haven't seen her in a while, and I hope she has fun. This is the time in life, man, when you know, for her, she's 22 or 3. Time to go out and have some fun, man, you know? Time to go out and have some motherfucking fun. God knows that girl and, you know, her brothers have had a, you know, it ain't been easy. And who is it easy for? You know, it's, but I don't... I'm not one of these adults that says, I had it tough, so you just... Why is there one part of my mustache that's kind of fucked up? Well, my whole face is fucked up, but at least I can control my mustache, and that's, I think, been hacked to pieces. God, that's weird. It's bugging me. The other way, Phil. Anyway, so I'm going to be talking to her and doing the funky chicken, too, and also got a photo shoot on Monday, Margaret.
Oh, you're getting your pizza. I wanted to deal with that on the air, and you wouldn't let me.
I don't care.
You don't?
No.
Well, then I would like to go in depth into the whole...
Well, you want to embarrass him?
I do not want to embarrass him. Why don't you keep the trap closed, bud, before someone puts a fucking...
Wow.
That's right. It's very early, and I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. This Amanda Knox, God, I'd love to slap her ugly face. I didn't kill my friend. Who did then? They believe she can make another appeal. What is up with her?
What is with this fucking trial, this Amanda goddamn fucking Knox? I thought they already convicted her. No, they didn't. Yes, they did. God knows I don't want to see an innocent person convicted, but hell, I want to move on with my life. The NBA playoffs are on. I'm kidding. Was she going to jail or not, okay? Well, she's innocent. I understand she's innocent, but the fucking game's on. Two trains collide in a subway. It wouldn't be the world if trains weren't colliding in subways. All right, tomorrow's the Kentucky Derby. So, there's a lot of shit, you know. Yeah. Spider-Man earns $8.7 million at Thursday night box office. That's better than the last Amazing Spider-Man, but short of what Captain America Winter Soldier managed in April. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 swooped down at the box office Thursday night, taking in a strong $8.7 million. Doug Danger will be on with us for that. Look, I'm a gay man and a gay...
You know, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
You know, a lot of people are maybe...
No, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I think that you've got to go with that, Phil. You can't just say, no, you don't get to be gay. Are you trying to tell me I don't get to be gay?
Ferrell honored by iHeartRadio. Of course. Of course, iHeartRadio. You would honor Ferrell? Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Because in radio, the people that they honor as being the people that they owe so much to aren't even in fucking radio. In radio, every fucking suit honors... What did I just see? Oh... I probably ought to address this on the air. Rush Limbaugh and others of his, and I don't even want to lump in, there's Rush Limbaugh and then there's a bunch of fucking conservative radio hacks, if you want my honest opinion. There's Rush Limbaugh, who's a real original talent, and then there's a lot of conservative radio hacks. Excuse me, but that's where it's at. You know, the only cat that you could say as a conservative may have predated the, look at this young man took his grandmother to the prom. That is absolutely weird. No, I'm kidding. No, it's very nice. And that was a very nice gem. Look at it. She's dancing with him. That's a classy guy, man. That's a kid that doesn't give a fuck what people think of him. Or maybe he does. Maybe he's bucking for student body president. Maybe he knew he'd get national press. Maybe the kid is way ahead of us. That's what a lot of people say. Oh, Phil, don't be naive, Phil. Rush Limbaugh. And what is this? Okay. I'll tell you what I'm talking about here, man. I'll tell you what exactly is going down here when we talk about Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh is a guy that right now has is running into some trouble in terms of the ratings. Now, I'll go over to the Facebook page where I was last night looking at my fellow professionals. I'm not talking about, forgive me, but I'm not talking about the... you know what? We've got a brand new computer in here, and I'll prove it to you. I am now going to pot up machine number one. Well, I was going to pot up machine number one, but I will now pot up machine number one. What do you hear? Nothing. Do you know why? We have new sound cards, we have new computers, and this time, very soon, we will have a brand new digital board. The Phil Hendry Show is finally going to be digitized. That is a beautiful thing, man. And for you guys, it probably won't mean much, but for me, it'll mean the difference between, frankly, life and death. It'll mean the difference between whether I actually walk out of the studio into the sunshine of the day and go, it's beautiful, or I just decide to go ahead and head for the Flavor Aid Shack and have the two ladies start mixing it up. You know, my two nurses that I have sex with and are also my, assistants in the Church of Phil. And we'll say,
time to come to the pavilion, children. Oh, yeah, time to come to the pavilion.
And they'll all gather together except for the one old lady who'll go under a bunk, and she'll get up just in time for, you know, the noonday stew, and she'll walk out and she'll see nothing but corpses for hundreds and hundreds of yards, and then she'll just turn around and go back and lay down. That's what I wonder. You know, this is a very strange story. I don't know if you guys know this, but among the many strange things about Jonestown way back when, the Jonestown Massacre was a lot of things, if not also oddly, if you will, funny. And this isn't funny, but apparently, Jim Jones had called everybody to the pavilion that fateful night where everyone, or that day when everyone was going to drink the Kool-Aid and they were all going to die. And the guards, the guys with the weapons, they went from hut to hut and from building to building, telling everybody report to the thing. And they came, there was one little old lady there, and she looked up and they said, Jim Jones, yeah, let's go. He wants you to. And she said, I'm telling you, I laughed when she said, oh, Jesus, not another one of these fucking speeches. You know, that's essentially what her reaction was. She said, I don't want to listen to this motor mouth fucking speed freak son of a bitch. So as soon as the guard left, she crawled under the bed and went back to sleep. She was tired, and she didn't want anybody rousting her, so she didn't lay in the bed. She went under the bed and hid. Now the afternoon and whatever transpires. Meanwhile, she's sawing logs through all of this shit. There's fucking mayhem. There's people dying. There's Kool-Aid. There's cats shooting. You know, they're running around. People running through the jungle. And meanwhile, she says, meow, woo, you know. And now she wakes up and just, you know, looks at her watch. Well, hell, it might be about supper time. Walks out of this fucking hut that she was having her nap in and looks out. And it's, you know, like Dunkirk, you know, just bodies. And she said, I believe they did interview her. They said, so what? She said, well, I saw these dead people. So she went back and hid some more, I think, you know. I mean, whatever you would do. But eventually the troops showed up, and she came wandering out again, and she was alive. And I don't know how many people were actually alive in this goddamn nightmare landscape. But she was one. If you look her up, she was a little old lady from L.A. She came from Los Angeles and had gone up there to be with, or gone down there to, I think maybe she'd been a member since San Francisco. Most of the people were. I don't think anybody just joined up and then went down to Guyana. But you ready for that? That cracks me every time I hear that story. It's just like, well, looks like it might be time for a lunch. What do you think, Bill? Oh, there's nobody here. Well, okay. Well, I'll head out and see what people are doing in the pavilion. They're all just like, okay. You know, if lunch had been made and they didn't get to it because Jim said, bah, fuck it. Just pass out the Flavor Aid. I'm done. I can't take another one of these fucking barbecues. You guys, you know. Well, Jim, no, I'd rather die. I'd rather commit suicide now than eat that slop. So, you know. All right. Jennifer Lawrence, who nominated for supporting actress for American Hustle, said she threw up at Madonna's after party and was caught out by Miley Cyrus. What does that fucking mean? Caught out? Jen said she was so drunk she puked on the stairs at Madonna's after party. An audience member from the April 25th taping told Us Weekly, Miley walked by and said something like, "Get it together, girl." Yeah. And that's fucking Miley talking, man. She's been through a lot of shit. You know, she's had her tongue wagging at the finest locales, you know? America fell in love with Jennifer's goofy charm. Her pratfalls at the Academy Awards were endearing and adorable, but she has success. Has success gone to her head? Sure. She's throwing up at an after party? I'd say you've been crossed over a break. What? Sober up, girlfriend, before you wake up in the gutter next to Lindsay Lohan. What a fuck. This is written by Robert Paul Reyes, a real wanker. This fucking guy wouldn't know any. He wouldn't know celebrity if it came up and just sort of poked him in the ass. All right. Oh, I know what I was going to do. God damn it. There we go. I wanted to show you guys the, this is my Facebook page, by the way. Oh, this is not my Facebook page. This is my fan page. Let me see. I want to straighten that out. That looks just, I don't like it. Let me see what I got here, man. There it is. There's Phil's, it's my friend page. Now, I was looking at this, was posted by my dear, close, personal friend, Liz Wilde. From Anna Maria Island. And here's the story. Rush Limbaugh's California ratings debacle. And, you know, I love Liz, in fact, and she's good people. So, one, two, she and I have a lot of conversations, I think. But the rest of these fucking wankers in radio, I'm going to print this off and do a little bit of,
You're not, please, tell me you're not going to waste time on the Rush Limbaugh.
I am.
God damn.
Rush Limbaugh's ratings debacle. It's Media Matters. One of the things about Media Matters is they call themselves a watchdog or a media watchdog. They're a liberal, just like the Brent Basel, you know. What the fuck is that one called? Media something, you know. There's one that's conservative and one that's liberal. It's not fucking objective. An objective media watchdog site would be looking simply at the quality of the reporting that's going on in the media, whether it is about a president who's liberal or a president that's conservative. We have damn few of those. You want to do something that nobody's doing, do that. And of course, I understand that if you are finding out things about the one side or the other, that side will say, well, you're run by liberals. Like Snopes.com. Snopes.com is as unaffected and as open and as objective and investigative site as you will ever find in your goddamn life. Now, that's a fucking fact. And yet, when they find out something about conservatives, the goddamn motherfuckers are all over them saying that they're fucking funded by, you know, liberals, and they'll find something. And the same thing with the conservatives. Every time they see something bad about liberals, you know, the liberals will say, well, they're funded by conservatives. You've never seen anything like it. So truth is out the fucking window for the very fucking people that want truth. The very people say they want truth, they have no use for fucking truth when it goes against them. When the truth is staring them in the fucking face that the side you support has been running around sucking, squirrel dick and taking cash under the table. Teens tried to bake pot cookies in class. They face felony and misdemeanor charges. Oh, their parents will get them off, please. These are just children. Oh, they're black? Never mind. What's that? They're black? Well, then that figures. Oh, children will be children. And I'm sure that they were Negroes. Oh, well then. Donald Sterling has cancer. Really? Now, Donald Sterling has had cancer. Apparently, this is something that he has had. And all of a sudden, we know about it. Now, why do you think that is? Well, it could have been leaked. No, it wasn't goddamn leaked. It wasn't anybody that did it without his permission. It was done. He leaked it. He leaked it to get some sympathy going from the public. As sure as Christ made green apples. You want to know why I know? This guy's had cancer for all this extended period. We didn't know anything about it. Now, all of a sudden, we do. People who have been following his directives to the fucking letter don't all of a sudden stop doing that. The only people that would leak this information might be a doctor, might be a wife. Nobody is going to do it without Donald Sterling's permission. Unless someone believes that he is such damaged goods now, no one gives a shit what he thinks, and no one gives a shit who he is, and okay, but the guy may be unpopular, and the guy may be universally reviled, but the guy is still very wealthy. And the reason why I say that he's still very wealthy, that buys a lot, man. That buys a lot of influence. That I don't give a shit if you're the scum of the earth. If you got enough money, you can pay anybody anything, and they will do whatever you ask them to do. So, and that includes a Donald Sterling. So he may be the most reviled thing that ever crawled out of the primordial soup, but he's paying somebody's goddamn, salary. Maps in Malaysia report indicate MH370 flew to avoid radars. Waseca, Minnesota teen accused in the school shooting plot had been planning it for months. Jason's.
Well, we're very happy to have them down here, and we are very happy to have these individuals down here. I think it's a great day. Well, I think it's great. I think it's great. It's great to have them. Well, I think it's a wonderful thing to have these young people here. I'm very much a fan of Harry and William and all the rest of them scumbags. Yes, we all feel it's a great time, and certainly we're getting.
The other thing I'm going to have Elaine do is get me a fucking phone box here where I'm plugging and unplugging phones more rapidly. How's it going, guys?
Phil, it's great. We're in Memphis here, and we have a longtime friend of Chris Pelley.
Yeah, I'm down here, see what I can do.
And I have had occasion.
Fed up bus driver walks off job. School to driver called for a replacement. Right on. Obama and Merkel hold news conference. Yeah, everybody is in the guy's favor until they can't find somebody to replace his ass, you know, and then it's. Da da dee 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 dee. One shot around the world. Oh, Ted Bell, man. Where's Ted? Interesting how I... So Bob Green was going to be in here. When are we getting our, what do you want to call it, man?
Woo! Woo!
That pretty freaked you out, didn't it? Check it out, man. There I am. When are we getting our fucking TriCaster back is the question of the day. When is our motherfucking TriCaster getting back up in here? If I may put it so boldly. You dig what I'm putting down? What the fuck is going on with the TriCaster? That's what my question is. Amazing Spider-Man is back, and the villain is Jamie Foxx, I believe, who plays... I think Spider-Man... Who's next? I don't know. Rush Limbaugh. Max Clifford sentenced to 8 years. I don't know why this story interests me. Some fucking guy in England that I could give a fuck about. And this motherfucker... solves that problem. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, this room is, we still got a lot of work to do in this room, but, you know, this room was constructed in very, very tumultuous times. This studio was put together. This show has been going through the most tumultuous period of its existence over the last, you know, 7-8 years. Every kind of obstacle has been thrown in our way, and yet, here we are, surviving, when a lot of people are not. Here we are, I dare say, flourishing, when a lot of people are not. Here we are, transitioning from the old radio model into the new audio model, which is the digital model. And I was talking to the Sklar Brothers about this. Yes, I know there's radio shows, and by the way, there's a guy down in Tampa who I don't know. I don't know what the fight is about. He looks like he's sort of trying to be Bubba the Love Sponge. And he was ripping into Liz, apparently, because she posted something. One of his sidekicks, one of the guys in this fucking show in Tampa got arrested by cops in a prostitution ring. Well, whatever. You know, I mean, you got to deal with that shit, you know. You have to deal with that shit. So, One of the things about this business is really funny. We got, at this particular time, there was a time when we could afford to sort of infight. But now, at a time when life is really on the edge, you know, for a lot of people on the air, and I would venture to say for you, Mr. Whoever the fuck you are, because Look, there's already a Bubba the Love Sponge down there, and while I'm sure you have a rabid following of people that will go online and write a lot of nasty shit, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter a fucking hill of shit. And, you know, frankly, you know, you guys run the risk of being eventually, you know, if you lose your grip, whatever tenuous grip you have on the ratings in that market, let's say, in the audience in that market, and you find yourself on the downslope, it gets more difficult, I think, when you have spent much of your time sowing the seeds of discord. Take it from me, man. You know, I've been there, done that. These poor cops in Ukraine, and this motherfucking Putin, goddammit, I hope there's a fucking war crimes trial for you, you piece of shit, because this is absolutely Russia. Look at them. These are police officers that are simply trying to restore some fucking order, and all they're getting is a bunch of Rusky sympathizers violently attacking them, creating a... Look at these old men here looking around for bricks to throw. You think it's going to be any better with that motherfucker? Here's a guy with blood on his head. You didn't think it's going to be any better with that fucking Putin, man. Look at these people. The police officer hit me. All right, get ready. Because we're on it now. Good morning and welcome to our show, the world famous Phil Hendry Show here, as we bring it to you on TuneIn and on our Listen Live line. We appreciate you being with us, and we're about ready to start this mother right about now. And don't forget, we are also available. If you listen to us on TuneIn, you can hear us as well on our Listen Live line at philhendryshow.com. If you're listening to us on philhendryshow.com, you can listen to us on TuneIn.